Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Land with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming to get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and unity. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We're
back up,
we brought up,
is
we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Man, episode 430. You know what I'm saying? 430. Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com. Tonight's guest, and we haven't had him on the show since 2012. We're going to bring him on in a little bit, Tom Ski Mask. First, I'm going to bring on my co-host. We got Mac J in the building. What's up, Mac J?
Yes, sir. What up, little friend?
I call you Jeopardy J, because you remember everything, man, pretty much. Do you remember the last time we had Tom on the show? It was a pretty good show.
I want to say it was in, like, the 100... 150 mark, somewhere around there. Matter of fact, you already know, Fred. I'm looking that shit up now. I think it was before 200,
it was
but after
before 100. That, it was way before that, actually, man. It was.
Was it?
It was probably around. I'm saying around the 30th, man. Let's see what you come up with and what I come up with. Let me bring on. Pittsburgh Patrick. You know what I'm saying? Our other co-host. What's up, Pittsburgh Patrick? How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Yo, the last time y'all had Tom Skinner's one was 2014.
I'm seeing that right now. 2014. Okay.
So
about 3 years ago. Mac J, you're right, man. You are right.
Which one was it?
It's 117. Episode 117, man. 2014. I was wrong on both sides. Nonetheless, man, he's back. He's got a brand new project out right now. You know what I'm saying? Available for download. We're going to talk about it. He's got stuff coming. He's got an exclusive track he's going to let us hear. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring on the man himself, M-Town legend, Tom Ski Mask. What's up, Tom?
What's going on? What's going on with my guy?
Man, it's been a long road, man. Because the last time y'all talked to me, I was living in Memphis. I no longer live in Memphis no more.
Wow. Where are you residing now? Are you far from Memphis?
Yes, man. I live in Schenectady, New York.
Wow. Holy shit, the East Coast, man. What made you make that type of a move? Because I know what it's like to move. I went from Chicago, you know what I'm saying, to a real small area, you know what I'm saying, like a fish out of water. Was it like that for you?
Yeah, but, you know, I got family that stay in Newport, Rhode Island. So, you know, I got a brother and sister that stay that way. So I hadn't seen them in 25 years, and I probably hadn't talked to my sister and brother in probably 10, 15 years.
Wow.
And my dad had died. I turned 21 when I met my father. He died when I was 22, so... I'm 46 now, man, so it just, it was time, man. Like, I love Memphis. Memphis will always be my home. My kids still stay there. I'm trying to get them to come up this way. My kids still stay there. Their mom still stay there. My brothers and them still stay there. So I still have family there. But in order for me to grow, man, I had to go. Like, I love my people. I love my city, Squeaky and all of them. I love them to death. But, man, we will never move if we don't move. Like, I had to really realize and respect the reason why A-Ball and MJG left. 3-6 Mafia moved. Nikita Shine moved. Yo Gotti moved. I had to sit back and really evaluate me as a person. And looking at everybody, yeah, everybody went to Atlanta and Houston and all that shit. That's fine, you know. But they moved, and they moved up as they moved away. Me,
yeah,
I'm still sitting in Memphis trying to be humble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, man. I feel you. A lot of people, you're right, man. A lot of people from Memphis, you know what I'm saying, they went elsewhere and made it big. I mean, even the, you know, the pioneers, like Gangster Pat, you know, he went down with Ichabod Records and did some things down there, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta. Skinny Pimp went down to Atlanta before. Yeah, man, you're right, man. But, yeah, the East Coast, that's dope, man. You got family up there. Are you working with anybody, you know what I'm saying, any, you know what I'm saying, artists out that way?
Not yet, man. You know, I only been here a week, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's
just touching down.
It's different. But I done ran across a couple of young cats that rap, and I put a couple of cats on my music. It's crazy. I let a dude, the lady I stay with, I let one of her partners hear my music, man. That man came back to the crib and was like, yo, this shit is amazing, kid. Like, how long you been doing it? I said, man, my first project came out in 1998. And he was like, what the fuck? Where I been? I said, you have to realize a lot of times music don't travel to certain places. It gets there, but if you don't know nothing about that person, are you really going to go out and listen to their music? Not really. So you gotta get out and network and maneuver. So when he heard it, he done put it on some people that where he worked at. I let another cat at the park, told him about it. He done jumped on it. I got a dude that where I work at, he jumped on it. So, you know, I'm going to make my move. I'm going to make my mark here, man. You can believe that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, man, because, you know, you're the type of artist, too, man. You may have a Memphis sound, but you could flow with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can go down to Texas and rap with Bun B, and then you can go to Sacramento and get down with Sebo on a track. And then you can go out west and do something with RZA. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it should be a natural thing for you. What about, you know what I'm saying, you got family and stuff in Memphis, you said. What about some of the artists in Memphis? Are you still, like, networking and doing projects and songs with anybody like Squeaky or any cats down there?
Man, everybody. Like, just because I love doesn't mean that I don't network. Like, I'm trying to find a studio here now, and I think I found one. I got to call him. I got to meet up with him. I called him. I got to meet up with him. But I still get tracks from my homies in the city. Like, it's new producers that I'm messing with now, not just Squeaky, but it's a guy named Kingpin, the composer, that done music for, like, up-and-coming artists like Soul Man, Snipes, Virgos, my homeboy Archangel, another guy named LaRoy Jones. When I tell y'all, this dude right here, this young cat right here, him and a dude named Jay Gill, when I tell you them cats right there, like, that's the new. Like, Squeaky is the legend of production. These cats right here, they look up to Squeaky, and they are so amazing. Like, this dude named LaRoy Jones, and I'm going to be on him for a minute, like, the whole interview. Like, LaRoy Jones is a beast. Kingpin, the composer, beast. When I tell you these cats is beast, dude, like, I hear a lot of production. You know, I always run across producers all the time. And these cats that's from the city that you'll never know because the production that they do, nobody never gives them the props.
Right.
Let me get a couple of tracks from them. Y'all gonna know who produced the track. I promise you.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, that's the way it should be, man. You see a lot of guys put out albums, you know what I'm saying? It'll be 15, 16 tracks on there, and it'll say who's featured on it, but you don't know who produced the fucking thing. You know?
Exactly. That's why I tell people I still go buy CDs because I have to know who produced this track. I got to know who did this. You don't ever get that when you read the stuff off when you download it. When you get it on iTunes and Spotify, they don't ever tell you that. Some of them do, some of them don't. But a lot of times people don't put it in there.
Yeah, and that, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing like CDs, man. I mean, they keep disappearing, you know what I'm saying. And what's crazy is I think it's dope, but I think, you know, if CDs are obsolete, why the fuck is vinyl making this huge comeback? I mean, again, I think it's dope that wax is coming back, but to me, I thought CDs were the best format. They were better than tapes, easier to get to than vinyl. You just skip to the song you want, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But people, I guess it's more convenient just to have it on their playlist. You know what I'm saying? They can just
It's a lot of DJs that still scratch, though. So, you know,
yeah.
It's a lot of DJs that still do the DJing. You got DJs that push buttons. You got the push button DJs. Then you have the disc jockeys that really spin records. But then, to be honest, tapes are making a comeback. It's just not in the United States.
Oh, overseas, yeah, collector's items. The shit,
stuff
you guys
put
out, man.
No, like Carmike just put out a tape just recently. And he just sold like 200-300 of them over in Germany.
Huh.
He just sold 200-300 in Germany. I just talked to the dude over there. I got to put one more song on the EP, and I'm going to shoot me a tape over there. Man, them folks are paying $6 a tape, bro. We're getting $6 a tape. That's crazy.
Yeah, this shit's insane.
Yeah, they appreciate y'all music over there, too. You know what I'm saying?
They really do.
More,
they really do.
More so than how we do here. I ain't going to say we just really took it for granted, but everybody got so into, you know, trying to get on the next new trend or the next new fad. A lot of times
mm-hmm.
the legends get left behind, and y'all still making great-ass music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Phenomenal music. Gangster Pat put out, back in, 2013, a dope-ass EP. You know what I'm saying? The shit was just phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? And you, yourself, you just put out a project. Did you not? An EP?
Yeah, I just. Yep, July 4th.
And
Missing the Streets.
What's it called?
Missing the Streets.
Missing the Streets. And
yep.
Pretty much, you know what I'm saying, how would you compare it to your other stuff that you did in the past? Is it on the same level? Is it different?
It is.
Combination
of the
two?
It's on the same level, but it's more of me being grown, you know. But it's still the same. It's still my same mentality. I still talk about what I've been talking about. Like, it's a song that I think that y'all going to play probably. It's called Hustle. You look at the situation nowadays. When we was growing up, when our parents was growing up, they said job security. Everything was a job security. There's no such thing as job security now. Everything
You're
that
right.
we do is a hustle. Everything that we do is a hustle. It's a hustle. You have to hustle to survive. You working a job, you working a 9-to-5, that's a hustle.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if that manager or that owner gets mad at you, they can fire you on the spot. If you don't have nothing to cover your ass, you shit out of luck.
Yeah.
So you got to know how to hustle. A lot of people work 9-to-5, but then they sell food on the side. A lot of people work 9-to-5, but they sell earrings on the side. Incense on the side. That's your hustle.
Flea market, shit, all that shit. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have
there's
to
money
have
to be
something
made
to generate.
There. Buy and sell. I mean, there's all kinds of money to be made out there. You know,
yeah.
You can get on the internet and flip shit all day long and make a killing.
Oh,
you can buy fucking anything. Yeah.
Man, I see so many people getting rich off the internet. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of goofballs on there too. There's a lot of people on there. Shiesty.
But,
like, I posted a thing earlier, a CD, Player G. If you look on eBay right now, remember the artist from Memphis, Player G? He actually worked out in Nashville too. He had an album, You Not My Lady. $349 that thing's selling for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the collector's items. You know what I'm saying? The music is collector's items. You know.
So, it's like a dude had an EP. No, a dude had a 12-inch of Players Play on eBay. And I think he was selling that motherfucker for like $275 or some shit. I'm like, wow, dude. Like, really?
Yeah.
What? Hey. That's a hustle. You can't knock the hustle, man. You can't get even.
You can't even
get mad at it.
Man, there's money. There's huge money to be made. And when you put it on an open bidding marketplace like eBay or some other auction site, whatever you list to that, if somebody buys it, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? So if they're willing to pay it, I'm willing to take the money. I'm willing
damn
to put
right.
that shit in my pocket, man. And with that being said, let's play this track, Hustler, man. Why don't you intro this for us, Tom?
Hey, yo, this your boy Tom Ski Mask, the Crowd Pleasing Bandit. The new song, Hustler, from the EP Missing the Streets.
Be right back. Yes for life, Tom.
Yes for life.
Make that money, let's get that bread. I'm a hustler by any means, that's what I said. Fuck that, I gotta get my money, that's what I do. Post it on every motherfucking block, I'm the truth. Ain't no nigga gonna stop me on my grind. I gotta keep it moving just to get my shine. Fuck boys, don't understand what I do to get paper. Please, the block so heavily they think it's a caper. Never will I change, I'm the same old C. No more standing on the corner, I'm killing this beat. The game has really changed, these niggas are with the shit. Stupid motherfucking boys wanna run off at the lick. I'ma keep me a hustle, dog, just to get money. It's too easy, young homie, that shit ain't even funny. I'm a hustler, hustler, can sell anything. A throwback bitch, I can sell her a dream. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. Don't play with it, dripping, I gotta get dough. Cause the money I get, your haters already know. On that block with a whole bunch of snow. Catch me if you can, suckers, I got it for the low. Every corner that I hit, they watching me for show. If I spank out them haters trying to catch me on the go, they can't catch the moving target, so I stay on the move. If you think about it, homie, I'ma get them boys abused. First is this, is hate that. You died from way back. Slide through the plane, homie, that old man. Man, you know what it is when you see me in the hood. I got everything you need. Talking all that shit, it's crazy. They hate the way I hustle, man. This bitches is crazy. Tell me what it is when you see Tom Ski. I'm a hustler by law, shout it, that's what it means. Hey. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the facts, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler, hustler, I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Problems, dog, I gotta get it. Trapping all night, your boy is really with it. Let me hit the slab so I can get on down. Call Ricky D when I get to his part of the town. Y'all don't get it, a hustler gotta hit that slab. From the mound to the rock, y'all can kiss my ass. I need my damn loot, bitch, what do you need? I'm forced to get money, dog, from these streets. He ain't talking about that track, he is talking about this track. What it is, homie, this track is really fucking crack. Be a believer, I tell y'all, I'm about my bread. Keep your eyes on them haters, they fuck with the feds. I done talk
hustler. I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me them stacks, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say. I'm a hustler. I'ma keep it this way. What I do in my city, I don't play. Man, throw me the stacks, I gotta get paid. When you look in my eyes, man, this is what I say.
As you already know, that's gotta go on the murder mix. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Tom Ski Mask.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's that Orange Mound shit right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
that
sir.
Authentic, man. And it brings you back, you know what I'm saying, to that era, but it's killing anything out today, too. You know what I'm saying? These guys.
And look, that's a young
bullshit
homie named ADG that did that track right there. It's a little kid named ADG. He lived in Memphis, but he just moved to Nashville. So, like, I mess with underground producers because I want to see these guys shine. I want to see them shine just as much as I shine. I'm gonna get my shine on just because, but I want to see these cats shine because they need it just as much as I do.
You're right.
I'm always reaching back to help somebody. A lot of these cats don't help. They don't reach back and help, man.
No.
And that's what bothered me in the game for years. And now that I'm able, like, it's a young dude up here right now that's staying in Schenectady. And he was telling me about his music, so I listened to one of his songs, and he was like, man, you know, we just be putting it on YouTube. So I asked him, is it monetized? He's like, what is that? He's like, man, I got 12,000 views on Facebook. You got 12,000 views on Facebook, but your shit ain't monetized, bro. You losing money. And he looked at me like, huh? I didn't have to tell him nothing. I could have kept my mouth closed. But I'm like, dude, you could be getting paid. You doing shows, and you got 700 white folks, and you crowd surfing, and your shit ain't monetized? What the fuck is you thinking about?
Right.
You can get paid for this.
Yeah, they need that, man. They need that
they
type of mentoring. You know what I'm saying? Both of my co-hosts are you know what I'm saying, people who called in, and they became, you know, friends and then family and then hosts. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
you
up.
You got to be willing to give back, man. You got to.
Got
otherwise, it you know what I'm saying, it doesn't grow. You want it to continue to grow, you know?
That's for damn,
but though. The homie Pittsburgh Pat, you there, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm here. Tom Seamask, man, I want to know if he was aware of this, man. Back in February, XXL put out the top 20 most important albums in Memphis history. And your album, Two Out for the World, was ranked number 20th. DJ Squeaky was number 8 within the beginning. Did you know that they rank you on that?
Dude, do you know, when I seen that, I was more humbled than any one of them top 20 records in period. Like, I know everybody on that top 20, but for me to make that, dude, I showed my kids. My kids was like, Dad, you could have been famous. I said, let me explain something to y'all. Because anytime we roll through Memphis, people are like, hey, what's up, Tomsky? And I'd be like, what's going on? My kids be like, you know them? I'm like, nah. When I seen that, I showed my kids. I said, let me explain something to y'all. You remember when y'all told me I could have been famous? Like, yeah. I said, look at that right there. I said, go through 1 through 20. And they got to number 20, and they seen me. They was like, dang. I was like, yeah. So you are famous. I said, I don't have the money of the famous people that y'all look up to. I said, but I left my mark in this music business that can't nobody take away from me. Nobody.
Set in stone.
So when I seen that, dude, I was honored. I was more honored than anybody on that. And I know I was. Because I sat in the middle of my house and I just shed tears. Because for me, I was like, dude, and it was so many people on Facebook like, dude, if that nigga there didn't make it, we was gonna cuss, we was gonna write them folks and cuss their ass out. I was like, I didn't need y'all to do that. I don't need y'all to do that. If I didn't make it, that means that my project didn't really mean a lot to people.
Yeah.
But to see that project, to see it at number 20, I didn't give a fuck if I made number 1 or number 20. As long as I made it, I was humbled and I was honored. And I was able to walk with my head held high like, hey, that project meant something to a whole lot of people. And to this day, it still sell at least 1,000 records a year.
Oh, yeah. And it's a good list, too. Like, they didn't just pick, like, the best-selling albums or, you know,
right.
Like, they weren't generic about it. Like, it looked like, to me, that they put a lot of thought into it and, like, actually tried to pick the most influential albums and the best albums, not necessarily the best-selling albums. You know what I mean? Like, it looked like it was a legit list, man. I went through it. I think 3-6 Mafia, Mystic Styles was number 1. Player Fly was on it. They did their homework on it. It wasn't just some generic list they threw together.
That's what I said. They looked like they all worthy of it. Because I remember a lot of these, too, because I was living in Memphis back then. I graduated from Hillcrest in 96. And a lot of these albums that they got on here, they all fit the criteria of classic Memphis albums, too. You know what I'm saying? You got everybody from 8-Ball to Tila to Tommy Wright, Squeaky on there, Lil Chad. There's a couple of them on here that I probably would like to see on here. But for them to get y'all that recognition, that's dope, yeah, because they got Deadly Verses at, like, number 14, and that would have been way higher than that to me. But all worthy of being on that list.
That's the main thing. You know, it's good to see cats like yourself, Tom, get that recognition and that homage because y'all deserve it, man. You guys put in the work. You help lay the foundation, you know what I'm saying, and make it for other people to do what they're doing. So, I mean, you got to remember and respect the vets. I always say that, man. You got that. Well, that's why we do this show. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, no doubt, Tom. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you what, let's go into the second track. You know what I'm saying? We got 3 of them. This next one here is It's Me. Is this also on the EP?
Yes, sir. That's on the EP. And It's Me is just basically talking about me. I ain't bragging or nothing, but I'm just saying it's me. You know what I'm saying? You know, you wake up every day and you be like, hey, shit, it's me. I'm going to get up there. I'm going to go to work. Or I'm going to get up and go see my girl. Or I'm going to go hang out with my wife. But it's me. This is what I'm doing. And it's just me. So.
Well, that's what's up. We're right here with Tom Ski Mask. Name of the song, It's Me. Don't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. Murder Mask Music Show.
Hey.
That boy back. We're gonna do it.
Hey! I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagtastic, man. I told y'all so. It's me, harder than steel, coated in ice. The crowd please, abandoned boy. Woo! You know that's right. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. Gotta bless this mic. 2 pieces in the pocket, so you know I'm tight. To know about speed, nothing, that's alright. I'm gonna keep it gutted with grime most of the night. When you come to my hood, you know they gon' fight. Throw them O's in the sky like the Batman light. I'm so crispy like my homie, Ken Folk Shine. You need to get at speed, he is on this grind. 24/7 homie, look at my life. Since 98 young suckers, I've been doing this right. I'm the best in the league,
hey.
Believe me. This mic down, they gonna scream Tom Ski. Nothing's gonna change, I told y'all I got these streets. Take a look in my eyes, suckers, tell me what you see. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagtastic, man, I told y'all so. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagtastic, man, I told y'all.
damn thing. Folks see in my life and they could never change. You put the fire under me, man talking and knowing. Didn't you know what I did? I got up with my boys. Hit the studio hard, got the block's respect. Told my little homie, man, y'all know who's next. Now I'm back and my swagger is oh so nice. Competition is ruthless, but the kids all right. Game recognize game, this is how it's done. 10 years in the league, what you say about it, son? Nothing's gonna change, I told y'all I got these streets. Take a look in my eyes, suckers, tell me what you see. Hey. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagastic, man, I told y'all so. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagastic, man, I told y'all so. I been holding back. Y'all didn't know this bad. I read him on this track.
For real?
Killed it when I told y'all that.
Ooh.
Take a good look at me now.
Now.
I'ma hold my city down.
Down.
A bunch of hating cross this town.
Now.
Your haters are a bunch of clowns. Get back, the kid is really wrecking the booth. My God, it's me, I told y'all I am the truth. I gotta be cocky, really, I gotta be me. What's my name? It's that boy Tomsky. Silly of y'all to think that I was gone. Honestly, I had to sit back and get in my zone. Nothing's gonna change, I told y'all I bless these streets. Take a look in my eyes, something tell me what to see. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagastic, man, I told y'all so. I'ma do what I do just to let y'all know. When I pop my whip, I'ma pull yo. We gon' blow this throw. When I hit the door, your boy is swagastic, man, I told y'all so.
Another one, Tom Ski Mask, you know what I'm saying, back in the building. We'll bring him on.
I love that shit.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Most definitely. We got to, you know what I'm saying, get the word out there and let people check out this project. Where is it? You got it on iTunes and all that? Or?
I got it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, Groove Music, Tidal. I mean, you name it. It's there. Apple Music, it's there. It's on everything.
Yeah. Definitely. What about physicals, man? You got any physicals?
I don't have no physicals yet. And I hadn't got them. And by the time I was getting them, I was already moving. So I'm probably just going to have them mailed to me and just shoot them that way. Just mail them out, cause I'm in New York now, baby, and everything is in Memphis. That's crazy. I can't even believe it, dude. Like, I had been talking about leaving for 3 years, and next thing I know, it was like back to back events. It was like, okay. I started looking around. I said, okay, God, so you telling me I need to leave? And one more thing hit. I was like, okay, I'm gone. I took everything that I own that I didn't sell, took to my kids and their mom. And I told them, I said, Monday I'm leaving. And they was like, what? I said, yeah, I'm moving to New York. And everybody thought I was bullshitting. I've been here a week now. Everybody's like, whoa, this motherfucker was serious.
You're fresh out. That's crazy, man.
I was about to say, Mike, how's the transition been from moving from Memphis to New York? I know you said you've been up there before and you got family or whatever, but, like, do it seem like a big culture shock to you moving? Because I know when I moved from Chicago to Memphis, it was way different, but then I settled in real quick because I had a lot of family and everything there. But then when I moved from Memphis to St. Louis, it was, like, totally different. Even though the cities are similar,
it was just like Memphis is a city in its own, man. A lot of people don't understand unless you go down there and you stay down there for a little bit of time, man. It's its own world, so
it
to
is.
Speak. Is it kind of a slower adjustment for you moving there, or are you just like already full in because you was ready to go?
I was ready to go, so I was full in. But I'm going to be honest with you. I see shit, and I was like, wow, you don't have this in Memphis. Like, damn, this is crazy. Like, it's a lot of different things. For me, it's not a big culture shock because, you know, for me being an artist, I've traveled, so I've seen different shit. But for instance, if one of my children come up here, it'd fuck them up because they not used to this shit. They'd be sitting there like, whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is this? Now, the only thing I can say that is damn near similar is music. They play the same bullshit on the radio everywhere. It's the mumble rap.
Oh, man. And you being a lyricist, you know what I'm saying? You being a dope artist, you know what I'm saying? What's it like when you turn on the radio and you hear some of this shit that they're playing today? Is it kind of like a slap in the face to the culture to you? How do you take it?
For me, it's horrible, but I have to respect it as an artist. As an artist, I respect it because everybody has their own kind of art. But do I listen to it? Some of them I can't. Like,
yeah.
I have yet to get used to Young Thug. My kids love that dude to death. I can't understand a fucking word he says.
You didn't tell me what I feel you on that.
And I'm trying to sit there and listen to him. I can't understand him. And I just laugh. I'll be looking at my kids like, y'all have to be some of the craziest children in America. I said, because y'all understand every word that come out of this dude's mouth. I said, I don't understand a fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we actually have a caller on the line. Man, this is the one and only, man. This is the homie from Jackson, Mississippi. Exit Only. What's up, Exit Only?
What's going on with your fam? Tell him,
how you doing, brother?
What's up?
I'm good. What's up with you, bro? I don't even know if you remember. We used to chop it up back in the days up out of Jackson. I lost your number because I lost that phone. You know who you talking to?
The voice sounds familiar.
Exit Only. Met you through Charlie Braxton back in the days.
Okay, what's going on, fam?
Straight up out of Jackson, Mississippi. What's going on with you, man?
Man, staying out of trouble, man. Just walking a good life.
Already, man. I'm glad to hear you still lit it, still chopping it up, man. That's for real. I'm going to catch up with Brother Prayers and get your contact information, if that's cool, man, so I can keep up
for
with
sure.
you. Because we
sure,
still
man.
Got
Do
some
that.
Work to do. We got some well
okay.
overdue work to do.
Let's get it in.
You already know it, man. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving the new joints that you're doing. And congratulations on the move, man.
Man,
you already know what to do, man. Keep your head above water. Keep clear, because, you know, there's haters everywhere. I don't care what direction you're in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you be safe up there, man. Like I say, I'm going to catch up with Brother Prez and get your contact information, man. Get him to shoot it to me, and we're going to chop it up. So, like I said, we got some work to do.
Okay, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Okay. Most definitely. What's going on with your fam, Mac J, Pittsburgh Pat?
What's going on with you already know.
Oh, it's all love. You already know it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. That, you know, we was chopping it up, and, you know, we was talking about, you know, seeing the mumble rappers and all this stuff. And let me ask you this, though, Tom. You know, you've worked with the best of them, you know what I'm saying? You've done a lot of music with a lot of dope artists over the years. Was you ever entertained getting on a track with somebody like a Young Thug? And if so, how would you go about doing so without laughing through the whole studio session?
From what I understand of Young Thug, they say the man is a studio beast. So his work ethics, maybe because I wouldn't understand him, but the work ethic that he has, I would be in there just like he would be in there working out. I wouldn't laugh because, you know, some people get offended.
Yeah.
And for me, I know how that shit is, man, because when I first started, everybody was looking at me like, hey, that Biggie K rap, that's your mama. You can get out your feelings. But I would, for me, it wouldn't even be an issue to work with him because I've worked with many artists. And I love working with people anyway as far as music goes. So there's a young guy up here that I listened to the other day that he's from New York, but he lived in Arizona, but he just moved back to New York about 2 years ago. He got a South style. And he's like, man, I'm a New York guy. I'm like, okay, but I'm listening to your music, and you like bass. Anybody that knows anything about music, if you like a deep bass in your track, Memphis and Florida, that's where it originated at.
Indeed.
Deep bass has always been in Memphis and Florida. And legendary tracks. I got to give him his props because the Adrenaline Rush track will always be my favorite.
Yeah.
But it's always been the bass. And anybody that likes bass tracks is pretty much you had that South style of rap. And he kinda sound like a Memphis designer. I put it to you like that. So working with Young Thug wouldn't even be an issue.
Right?
Huh?
I think designer's from Brooklyn, ain't he?
Yeah. When
I found that out, that blew my mind. I thought he was from, like, Atlanta or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea he was from Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
It totally fucked me up, too, because I was like, dude sounds just like Future.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I thought he was from Atlanta or somewhere down there. But, I don't want to backtrack too far, man, but we were talking about like the streaming stuff, like the YouTube and monetizing and everything like that. Now, do you find that a lot of artists prefer releasing stuff digitally now? They say, like, streaming's leveled the playing field. Like, do you prefer it, like, putting your music online for digital download, or do you prefer, if you had to pick, what would you want to, how would you do it, physical copies or digital?
I would do physical.
I wanted to let you know something. As I was looking some stuff up, I came across a couple of your CDs on eBay and shit, and some of them joints are selling for like $58. Some of your CDs are for that. Like, that's just so crazy. Like, that's how, like, I find that shit all the time. Like, it's just because a lot of people don't put out physicals anymore, so it is harder to find certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, you can damn near bank on you won't be able to find a 2 hour for the world record at $20.
Yeah.
You will not find a 2 hour for the world record CD for $20. It's going to be anywhere from 60 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find it at $20 or less, it's a used copy and it's probably scratched to shit.
I found You Can't Hold Me Back. It's a used copy and that's $57.
Ain't that's crazy.
That is. That's nuts, man. But that's what's up though. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I said before, it's just like you got part of that though. People, you know, pay, you know, big money for this because, you know, a lot of the stuff, you know what I'm saying, the underground stuff was pressed in limited quantities. know what I'm saying? I know Selecto, I remember J-Dog, it was either J-Dog or Jeff telling me a long time ago that there was a warehouse fire and a whole shitload of CDs and merch got burned. I don't know if it was in the late 90s or what, but they lost a lot of product. So a lot of that stuff is rare as hell, man.
Yeah, it really is.
Very, very rare. But Selecto hits, you know what I'm saying, those guys are, you know, legendary label, distributor, put out people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the family comes from Sun Records, you know the story. What was it like, you know what I'm saying, over the years working with Selecto Hits, man? Can you reflect on them at all?
Selecto Hits was beautiful, man, because it was right there in the city. You could go right there and just, whatever you needed to talk to them about, whatever you needed to get done, was right there. If you didn't have nobody that did graphics, you had somebody there that did graphics. If you couldn't get your CD mastered, they'd get it mastered for you. If you just needed to talk to Jeff, Wes, J-Dog, Boss King, if you needed to talk to anybody, they was right there. You don't find labels where you can just go right there and talk to the people. And that was the beauty. That was the beautiful side of it.
Yeah.
With every good side, there's always a bad side. So, you know. But they, overall, they were good people. I would never put them down or knock them down for whatever they did, but they were just good people.
A lot of legendary records came out of there. I mean, the foundation of the Memphis music scene at one point or another went through them. You know, and that's just, they don't get the props they deserve either. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people behind the scenes that help make shit happen too that don't really get the props they deserve. Like the homie Exit mentioned, the fam Charlie Braxton, shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Legendary journalist. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, they don't really get the recognition or the props. You know what I'm saying? DJ Squeaky and you guys put out, you know what I'm saying, product over the years, you know what I'm saying, classic records. OZs and Keys, man, that was one of my favorite joints back in like 97.
Started out small with from OZs to Keys. Now I'm in the mountains. Man, look, it was something that hit me up on Facebook and recited that chorus. Dude, I was just like, wow.
Man, that was the shit.
That shit is amazing.
I know the chorus, but I ain't going to recite it now. I'm a horrible singer. There's a song.
So I can't sing a lick neither.
But, yeah, that song to me, man, that was one of my favorites off that album, you know what I'm saying, On a Mission. And, you know what I'm saying, but you and Squeaky, man, you guys put out some real dope music, man. What was it like working with him over the years?
Working with Squeaky is like Dre and Snoop. You can't listen to Dre without not hearing Snoop on anything Dre did. It's like listening to Squeaky without hearing Tomsky. We brothers, and we married to that music. That's why it humbles my heart to let everybody know that me and Squeaky are getting ready to do one more project. And that, when I tell you that project is going to be amazing, because I'm going to put my all into it just like he does with his beats. I'm going to put my all into it as far as the music. Like, I got a couple more EPs I'm getting ready to drop to get everybody ready for the Tomsky and Squeaky project.
Wow.
And then when I tell you that, that project is going to be amazing. It's going to be probably Too Wild for the World times 10. It's going to be amped up. And I still got a lot to talk about.
I can't wait for this, man. And did you guys get any tracks done yet, or is this something you got in the works right now?
It's in the works right now. You know, he's still working with a guy named Boss Mac, which is my little homie. and he's still doing stuff for Young Dolph. So I'm letting him get a lot of them cats out the way and a couple of Young Dolph artists. I'm trying to let him get a lot of that out the way. Plus, he's doing he got a compilation he's getting ready to do, him and Al Capone. And I just did a song with Mac E, too. So that's going to be on a Squeaky compilation. So once he gets that done, we'll be able to focus on, because I need his full attention, just like he's going to get my full attention.
Oh. And see, this is what I like, because, you know what I'm saying, more than anything, we would have wanted to see another Two Live Crew record before Chris passed with all four members. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We never got to see that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love, you know, when DJ Premier and MC8 collabed together and did some stuff. And now you and Squeaky, that really means a lot to the fans. You know what I'm saying? What's the motivation behind you and him doing it one more time, man? Whose idea was it? Was it yours or his?
Both of ours. But more or less, it was the fans.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't have made this decision. Like, we always do music together, but we couldn't have never made this decision to do a Tom Steve project if the fans didn't want to hear it. It's so many people come to me, hey, man, I'd be glad when you and Squeaky do another project. Like, I love the music that you do, but I want to hear you on another Squeaky beat. Man, when you and Squeaky going to start working on another project? And I heard you talking about you want to do something with Squeaky. When y'all going to do that again? And I have people tell me that over and over again. I called Squeaky one day. I said, hey, man, we got too many people want this Tom Steve record. What we going to do? Come to the studio. Come to the studio. Let's get it done. I said, say no more, man. Went to the studio. We knocked out the song. Mackie already had dropped his verse. I dropped the verse on that one. I said, when you finish with Dolph and you get ready to finish putting these projects out, I said, let's do a song. Let's do a song. But at the time, I was going through my transition of getting ready to leave. So now that I got everything out the way and I'm situated, I'm going to call him. Hey, look, I need you to email me two tracks. I got a studio. I got to make sure it's Pro Tools, because I'm going to send it right back to him so he can mix it. And we can get it together, and we're going to do 16 songs. I'm going to get a 16 songs.
That right there, man, it's great news, because, like you said, the demand is there. I've been wanting
it
for
is.
A long time. You know what I'm saying? I was, amped up, you know what I'm saying, to have you back on the show and talk about the EP, which is dope as hell, but to find out you got this in the works too, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I got one more EP I'm finna drop, and this is gonna be the bombshell. I got a song with Fraser Boy on one song, and I got another song with Nakia Shine. Gonna shut down shop. And then the song that I sent you today with me and my homeboy Phil, so I'm putting that on there too. That joint right there, that joint so sick. I told Lil Bud, I said, when we did the song, I said, man, I'm going to tell you something. Because the idea that I had, when I had the idea, I told him about it. I said, this right here is what everybody talks about all day, every day. I said, it's going to ride any kind of way, any way it goes. I said, because it can go for man or it can go for woman. And I said, people can just really relate to it. And when I gave him the idea, he called me probably the next day. He had the beat, had the hook already done. We went in there and recorded it. We did the radio version. We did the album version. We got an acapella and an instrumental.
Man.
That's how serious that song was. And that's what I told him. I said, man, this right here, I said, if this ever makes the radio, I said, bro, we'll never have to work again.
Oh yeah, man! You're just one listen away. All it takes is the right person to hear it.
Yep. You know,
it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you know what I'm saying? When you got program directors and different people only focusing on one thing, You know what I'm saying? But there's still people out there that are looking for dope MCs. Like I said, you know, you got projects like MCA coming out, and you know, Cool G Rap just dropped one, MC Shan just dropped one. You know, you're seeing a resurgence, man, of dope MCs from different eras. You know what I'm saying? From
right,
the same
like the gang's back.
Yeah, definitely. It's coming around, man. So yeah, that's definitely needed. I'm looking forward to that for sure. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are probably going to get it done, you know what I'm saying, either the end of this year, I imagine, sometime early, what, 2018?
Yeah, we're looking at the end of 17, maybe early 18. It ain't going to take no time, man. It's not going to take time. So, once I find the right studio up here, I'm going in. It's going to be all access. I want to leave work, I'm going to the studio. Leave studio, I'm going to work. It is what it is.
Good brother Tom, what part of New York you in?
I'm in Schenectady. I'm upstate New York. Up here towards the mountains, man, where it's the peaceful part of New York.
All right. If I could find you a lab within the city, how far is that a travel for you?
Man, look, I can get around.
I'm gonna keep, like I said, I'm gonna keep in touch with you, man. I'm gonna get it from Prez, and I'm gonna see what I can do, man. I might be able to find you a spot you can get in and record it.
For sure.
Oh, hell yeah, that's what it's about. The homie, Lord Sinister from France, he wanted me to ask you a couple questions. First one was, his name is Lord Sinister, he's from France. He's a DJ out there, he's actually part of UGS Radio as well. He can't call in tonight, so he wanted me to ask you these questions. First one is, can you tell us about the song Devil Trying to Take My Soul?
Oh, man. That song there, man. That song was kind of, you're going through a whole lot. And if I ain't mistaken, my cousin is on that song, Matt Cow. We was going through a whole lot of stuff, man. You know, lost your parents, grandparents. And it just felt like the devil was really at me at that time, you know. It was just everything that could go wrong went wrong. At the same token, I'm still doing my music, but my personal life is in a shambles. Like, I was going through purity hell. So it was just like the devil was just trying to take everything away from me. My family, kids, but I at the time I had my kid's mama had a miscarriage of two. She was pregnant with twins and had a miscarriage. So I just lost twins. If I ain't mistaken, my granddaddy had passed, and it was just so much going on, man. It was like I thought I was ready to give up. I was like, the devil's trying to take my soul away. I was like, you know what, he can have it. I said, because I can't take no more. I was fighting a losing battle. But at the end of it, man, you know, that song came out, man, and it really meant so much to me. At the end of it, man, you know, you can look back on certain things and be like, you know what, I didn't lose. I was fighting the fight, and I didn't lose. And I didn't lose on that one. As much as the devil was trying to take my soul, he couldn't get it.
The second part of his question, Tom, he wanted to know about, the devil shit in Memphis, man. That's, a huge movement that people have emulated all over the world. You know what I'm saying? You got people Rapping Like It Everywhere, man. Can you speak on that if you wanted to go?
You know, that's crazy because rest in peace to Lord Infamous and Kusta Nicka. Those were my guys. As much as everybody was like, you know, Squeaky didn't fuck with 3-6 Mafia and 3-6 Mafia didn't fuck with Squeaky. Well, personally, no. Paul and Juicy and Squeaky didn't get along. They didn't. But the rest of us, we got along. We all from this. So we had to get along when we was out of town. But if you listen to a lot of music, it's true. A lot of cats try to sound like Memphis. And the newest thing, and I didn't know about it until somebody brought it to my attention, said the Migos was trying to sound like Coop and Lord Infamous. We created a sound that we never put a title to, and a lot of people took it, put a title to and ran with it. Can't get mad at it about it. But at the end of the day, yeah, we started that devil shit. My homeboy, Mr. Ski, he still do that kind of music. He still does that kind of music.
He's a beast, man.
And he will always, always, always do that kind of music. He's an underground king to that shit. He will never change that style of music because that's what made him, and that's what people like, and that's what he continues to do.
Yeah.
So you'll never get a sound like that. It what they say is always a always emulated, never duplicated.
Yeah,
they'll never be able to. Yep.
Never duplicate, yeah.
Yeah, often imitated but never duplicated. Yeah, people are always sound like us, but they'll never be able to do it like we did. We started it, we finished it.
Well,
pretty much.
Yeah, you listen to that early Memphis stuff. I mean, Al Capone's music was about the darkest. You know what I'm saying? Cold Hearted Killer and, you know what I'm saying, them songs were evil as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
pure ghetto anger.
Al, he's as humble as can be. He's not a cold-hearted killer. You know what I'm saying? But his music, man, is it really gave you the sense that this guy might be crazy. You know?
Yeah.
And
he ain't no killer, but don't push him.
Yeah.
You know, we all have that other side that people don't like to see.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you push too many. You poke a bear for so long, that bear's going to attack your ass. You poke one of us for so long, we're going to come out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, I tell you what, Tom, you know, it's been an honor to have you back on the show, and I want to have you on again sooner, man. We don't want to wait 5 years. We want to have you.
Nah, man. We got
to drop this project. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
man, tell everybody I'm going to give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to debut this new exclusive track that we're going to play tonight from your upcoming project. But I want to give you the floor first, man. Give everybody, if people want to work with you and stuff, man, give them your info. Let them know about this EP again, Tom.
Okay. Hey, yo, check this out. This is your boy, Tom Ski Mask. Orange Mound Finest. You know what I'm saying? Memphis 10, stand up. Check it out. You can get this EP right now on iTunes, Spotify, Groove Music, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play, Tidal. I think I even got a Pandora channel now. Hey, you know what it is. But, look, you can catch me at every social site, The Real Tom Ski Mask, on Twitter. My Instagram is The Real Tom Ski Mask, OG The Real Tom Ski Mask. You'll find it, and then Tom Ski Mask on Facebook. But on my Facebook page, I hate to tell you, if you send me a friend request, you probably won't get it, so you'll have to go to my messages so I can accept your friend request. That's probably the biggest thing on that one. Now, with that being said, I got a new single with me and my homeboy Floso. That's an exclusive single that's going to be on the next EP. And the song is called Mind Better. And what they're saying, if your main bitch is better than my main bitch, that's cool. My side bitch is better than your side bitch. I bet you that. So with that being said, with further ado, Tom Ski Mask, Flow So Fly, Mind Better. Let's drop it.
Thank you, brother, man. You take care, Tom.
For sure.
UGFLife.com for everything.
Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit.
Okay, my main chick, better than your main chick, her brain sick. Only talking Benjamin to Franklin, my language. Bougie, bust your back like she famous. Paper, who she came with, baby, bust it. Bust that open like a grand can. Might just throw a couple bands. Might just give a scholarship the way she blow that wood with. Hold up, don't confuse it, professional, choose it. Independent when she wanna be, but she my crew bitch. Okay, look, my side chick, look, hold that my side chick. On that Bunny Clyde tip, cause she down to ride it. Couple drinks, have a wild dip, but only in private. She know a roll when we roll, I'm the pilot. Make it move, make it stacks, nigga, what can I say? All that broke talk, nigga, homie, I can't relate. Got a saber full of bitches, one might just be your main. Don't trip, have a bag, my side will come fill a place. Nigga,
mind bit better than your mind. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit. Mind bit better than your mind bit. Side bit better than your side bit.
See my main bitch, yes nigga my main bitch. She hold me down, oh yeah sucker. She never snitch, hey. From day one, you mad cause you don't have none. I smile at your bosses, well, you know I'm on one. Hey, she stupid dick, so you know that is my shit. When she walk around the house, hey, I slap her on the hip. Whoa, them lips, you know I love them lips. I really want them lips. You know I'm back to talking freaky shit. See my side bitch, oh yes, I said my side bitch. She does things to me. Wait a minute, that's my side bitch. She paper chase like I do. Hustle hard like I do. Every time she see me out, she tell me that I look smooth. My main bitch is my side bitch, and my side bitch is my main bitch. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey.
My main bitch is my side bitch, and my side bitch is my main bitch. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
Y'all don't get it?
Mind bitch better than your main bitch. Side bitch better than your side bitch. Mind bitch better than your main bitch. Side bitch better than your side bitch. Better than your side bitch.